Well, it is time for Industry Night, a regular Monday night segment where we talk food, drink, and hospitality. Tonight, we talk Craft Beer Week in Chicago. The week-long celebration of Chicago's beer scene gives drinkers several options for tours, tastings, and events. In conjunction with the week, the Greater Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce has introduced Malt Row. You may not know this, but the Northside neighborhood has Chicago's greatest concentration of microbreweries. That list includes Band of Bohemia, Beguile Brewing, Dovetail, Empirical, Half Acre, Spiteful, just to name a few. So why not give that concentration its own name? Enter Malt Row. Ross Outen is with the Greater Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce, and he joins me tonight. Ross, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Hey, Justin. Thanks very much for having me.
All right, so let's talk about this, because it is tremendous to think. I think about, and we've talked to a couple of these brewers on the show, you're right. I mean, there's a great concentration of brewers in your neighborhood.
Yeah, we're extremely lucky, and people who live in and around the Ravenswood neighborhood really already know this. The secret's out. We have a fantastic concentration of independent brewers, and we also have the only post-prohibition distillery making gin and whiskey and other fine spirits in
Koval,
our neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's Koval Distillery.
Yeah.
So we have this fantastic collection of brewers and distillers, and the goal of the branding campaign is really to get outside of our immediate neighborhood in the north side of Chicago. And if you're a tourist coming to Chicago, if you're a beer nerd from Wisconsin, there are other places in the city you can go. There are some big operations. I'm not going to mention them on the air right now and give them free press. But there are other places you can go. But in Ravenswood, if you get off of the Irving Park Brown Line stop, you can walk less than a mile and a half and taste five different independent brewers and a distillery all in one area.
I think about it. I think about the little sleepy towns in the mountains in California where they really will – Their industry is wine.
Exactly.
And they'll have wine tastings, things of that nature. And when you think about the Chicago area, it's beer. And it makes a lot of sense. How important is it for Ravenswood and for the Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce, Greater Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce, to have that identity, to really stamp the neighborhood as a destination for beer?
Yeah, and I want to give the credit, first off, to where it's due to our brewers themselves. I mean, all of them are independent entrepreneurs who really took it upon themselves to take that leap of faith, open a small business, a brewery in our neighborhood. The first one was really Half Acre, mm-hmm. and it's really just within the last 5 years that we've had this explosion. Beguile Brewery as well opened in 2015, right on the Ravenswood Corridor, and Kevin Carey, who owns Beguile, sits on our board, actually, for the Chamber of Commerce.
Why Ravenswood? What do you think it is? What was because it's all that industrial stuff along the train line there,
yeah,
was open?
So I think it kind of has the right, but you might say, like the right ecology for breweries. The reason being, first of all, it's an industrial corridor. And we all know, industry moves around, especially it'll move out to the suburbs if there's better tax breaks or cheaper land or whatever. And so as the Ravenswood Industrial Corridor has sort of grown in property value, it's become more of a mix of residential, of office mm-hmm. space, and so there's a lot of vacant, open industrial spaces that have sort of become available in the area. At the same time, you have a really dense demographic population nearby of people who like to go out to eat, who like to spend money on beer. And so if you're trying to open a brewery in a tap room, you kind of have that unique combination of available industrial space to brew your beer, but also a closely packed demography of people who can come from the nearby neighborhoods to support it.
You know, when I think about branding something, Malt Row, and you have beer here as well, and I appreciate you bringing the beer. I'm sorry, we're talking all business. But I'm fascinated by the idea of a neighborhood trying to find its identity.
Sure.
Because you think about just to the west of you guys is Lincoln Square, and they have developed a identity around the German heritage of that area. You see, even though the Brauhaus might be going, but the idea that there is something
sad,
there.
Really,
yeah.
Sad to hear about the Brauhaus.
And even, you think about even to neighborhoods that are even in that area. You think of Uptown and all the houses they have, the Riviera and the Aragon. They've sort of become an entertainment row. They have been for years. How important is it for you guys to find something to latch onto to say this is what Ravenswood is?
Yeah, well, I think it's really important to our brewers and to our local business community. I mean, the Ravenswood Industrial Corridor has a lot going for it, and the Greater Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce represents everyone in the area. So we're not just breweries. We also have the Ravenswood Art Walk, which represents a ton of great artists that we have in the neighborhood. We have one of the highest concentrations of B Corps, which are corporations that have signed on to do business ethically and environmentally sustainably. And so we have a lot of great things going on in the neighborhood. But this particular project is about highlighting just and kind of leaning in, I guess, to use that phrase, to what's already happening with this great collection of brewers. And so if you're not familiar with the area, if you're coming from somewhere else and you want to come to Chicago and check out a great neighborhood scene, you're a beer nerd, you want to try some great beers, you have the opportunity to try a lot of small independent brewers that are doing different things, different styles, different atmospheres in the tap rooms. I mean, we have everything from just basic tap rooms with beer nuts, where it's all about the beer, and we have the only Michelin-starred gastro pub or brew pub in the entire world at Ravenswood, which is doing the same thing, brewing beer, but pairing it with really great food and doing it at a really high level. So there's a great mix of different things.
All right, so you know what? I'll let you put on your promotional hat in this regard. If I'm going to get off at the Irving Park Brown Line stop there, and I'm going to walk a block and I'm going to hit...
First of all, wear comfortable shoes.
And I'm going to walk over to the... walk a couple blocks to Ravenswood, and I'm going to go up. Give me a sense of what we're going to experience.
Yeah, so you're only going to have to wrap around a block and a half from the Brown Line stop and head up on the west side of the tracks, and you're right there at Beguile. That'd be your first stop on your sort of south-to-north tour of Malt Row. And Beguile's a fantastic tap room. They have an upstairs event space. They've been a tremendous asset to the community since they opened their doors. I can't say enough about how often they're willing to open up their space for community events and charitable fundraisers. And that's the other aspect of businesses like this, too. They're invested in the community and they give back, which is a great thing. And so you should stop there. It's the first one. Have a beer. But then one block north of that is Dovetail Brewery, and you can pop in there, have another beer. You continue north, and there's a couple of different directions you can go. If you like the distilled spirits, Koval Distillery is sort of broken up on the east side of the Ravenswood track. On the northern end near Foster, they have their tasting room, but they've opened up a new space right near the Deegan Building, which is literally around the corner from the Greater Ravenswood Chamber offices. And in the next year or two, they're going to be opening a brand new, fantastic spirits tasting room. So if I have a rough day at work, all I got to do is stumble out my front door around the corner, and sure, bam, I'm there. A little further north up, we have Half Acre, which also kind of has two sites. They have the site on Lincoln Avenue, which most people know, and then they're opening up another site further north on Balmoral. We have Spiteful, which doesn't have a tap room yet, but they're moving in that direction. And then Band of Bohemia, which I mentioned earlier, also right on the Ravenswood tracks. That's your really nice date night, fine dining, you know, beer paired with excellent food kind of dinner out. And then at the northern end, we have Empirical, which is there at Foster and Ravenswood. Wow. So really, between Irving Park and Foster, a mile and a half, you can stumble from one place to another and then lift it home from
it's,
there.
It's something that I don't think about that much when I think about the Chicago area, having the sort of wine experience that you would find in California, but with beer here in Chicago. It's great. Do you see... How much of it is just supporting the businesses that are there, and how much of it is setting up a foundation and a development to add more?
I think that we're always happy for new businesses that want to move into the Ravenswood Corridor, and there's always a lot of interest. We're a hot commodity now, so I wouldn't say there's a ton of open space, and I'm not sure how much our existing brewers want more competition. but that said, so far it's worked out really well. And the reason we're able to do this project is because we have such a cool network of neighborhood brewers, and they know each other and they like each other. And so they were able to really get together as a group and sort of make this happen in a collaborative way. I mean, really, this began at Dovetail. We had our first few meetings. We had a group of all the brewers sitting down, drinking beer, spitballing ideas and talking about how we can work together to kind of be the rising tide that lifts all boats. And it's really cool to have that kind of a business community to work with.
Well, the Ravenswood Corridor is a great place. I spent a different lifetime. I had a one bedroom in that area in Ravenswood, and then we had an office. Schadenfreude had an office that was right at Wilson and Ravenswood.
Okay.
So I know it very well. I wish I would have stayed.
It's a fantastic area. It's a fantastic area. And in addition to Craft Brew Week, which is going on right now, which is a big festival, we also have Ravenswood on Tap, which is sponsored by the Greater Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce. That's coming up on June 24th and 25th, and we're going to shut down a big stretch of Ravenswood and bring all those breweries out into the street, under tents. You know, I mean, Chicagoans love drinking beer outside under the sunshine.
The 24th, 25th of June, Ravenswood on Tap as part of the Greater Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce. Ross Outen is here tonight to talk about Malt Row, which was announced just this recently, and of course with Chicago Craft Week, Craft Beer Week, which is happening right now. Ross, thanks so much for coming in and telling us about the exciting things happening in Ravenswood.
Thanks very much. It was a pleasure.